Hey, it's Carlos Cavallo from DatingAdviceGuru.com and DatingFire.com. You know, it can be tricky talking to a man when you don't know what to say. You might find yourself stuck in that really weird, awkward silence, wondering what the heck do we talk about? Well, the best solution is to have questions to ask a guy that get him interested in you, right? If you know what questions to ask, you can make him feel whatever you want, including attraction for you. And that's what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about 21 critical questions to ask a guy. You don't need 1,000 questions for every possible situation. That's overkill and it's going to totally flood you. You only need a few questions that do the job right. Questions can be conversational magic if you know what you're doing. And if you're a woman dating a man, well, you better know some of these if you want him to see you as different and to get his attraction. First of all, let's review. Why is it so important to use questions with guys? Well, it's the same reason it's important to use questions with women. Really, questions are very powerful conversational tools. Men respond to questions, especially from women. Men have a primitive program that makes them almost compelled to answer questions from a woman. So you never really have to worry about him going silent on you or not responding when you know how to ask questions correctly. This goes all the way back to when he was a kid and mom asked him to do something or asked him a question and he felt obligated to respond. Men have this circuitry built into their brains. Questions awaken his emotions. Many women wonder how to reach a man's emotions, so you stir his feelings for you. The easiest way to do this is to ask questions of him. Questions can arouse his feelings in a way that no other words can. Questions get him to pay attention to you. They engage his attention and keep him focused on you. Guys think and communicate linearly, so they will be entranced if you know how to ask the right questions. Questions also get you secret info. A good question is like truth serum to guys. When you ask the right questions, you can find out anything you ever wanted to know about him. And the best part is, he won't ever feel like you're interrogating him or interviewing him if you know how to ask him questions right and ask the right questions. As you might imagine, the questions are the magic bullet when it comes to getting a man to respond to you. Questions can also be a magic remote control for a man too, as well. As we go through this list, keep in mind that having more questions just means more things you end up having to memorize. And let's be real, nobody wants to memorize a bunch of stuff. So I'm going to give you a few questions that you can choose from. Don't try and memorize them all. Just use the ones that make the most sense for you to use, and then use them to inspire him to open his heart up to you. So I'm going to give you a few questions that you can choose from. Use them to inspire him to open his heart up to you. You don't just want to be a parrot either. You want to be able to know why these questions work with men so that you can come up with your own anytime. One question you should never ask a man, anything dealing with relationships before the 16th date. Okay, I might be exaggerating a little bit by the 16th date, but honestly, that is a good limit. And the reason I say that is because if you're the one bringing up the relationship, one of two things is probably true. One, you're bringing it up too early. That's quite often the case. Or number two, you're asking about it because you're not getting anywhere with him, and it's likely he's just not interested in a relationship. If a man is ready for a relationship, he will tend to move forward with you, all on his own. Men don't resist the thing they want in life. Hear me on this one. This is really important. Men don't resist getting the things they want in life any more than you do. It doesn't make any sense. And yet we somehow manage to convince ourselves that there are people running around out there saying no, no, no to everything they really want. It's really kind of a mind game we play with ourselves so that we don't have to face the fact that sometimes it means he's just not that interested and we just need to move on. So men don't resist these things. If he's not interested in a relationship with you, he's going to drag his feet and stall in the way that you hear many of the women out there complain about. And there's very little, if anything, you can do about it. If you have to push a man into a relationship, then you probably made a mistake much earlier that made him decide that you're not the one. If you want to know why this happened, you probably should go over and check out my special report on commitment. I'm going to tell you how to go check that out in a little bit. First, let's jump in and review some of these essential questions. I've talked enough about all the other stuff. Let me give you some of the questions. Now, I'm going to run through some really important questions you need to ask a guy, and each one has a purpose, and I'll try to explain how to use it as well. Of course, most of these can be used as texts that you could send him on your phone or topics of conversation for when you're in person. Question number one, take him back to being a kid. When you ask a man a question, you should know what state you want him to feel from the question. In other words, you want to elicit a certain emotional reaction and maybe even awaken some memories in the process. Here's a couple of ways of doing that. What is your favorite guilty pleasure? Or what is your favorite childish fun thing to do? Now, this question gets him to break past his own internal barriers. Most people are stuck in small talk. If you want this guy to start having feelings for you, you gotta be brave and break free from the small talk. Question number two, break through the wall. One of the most important things to do is to get him to be vulnerable with you. Most women understand this and they do their best to try to open him up. But if you don't know how men want you to do this, you can very often scare them away. Here's a great question to get him to start exposing his feelings for you a little bit more. What are you most doubtful or uncertain about right now? Or what is one of your biggest doubts? Now, the secret power of this question is that it gets him to talk about an area of his life where he may be struggling with a decision or deliberating a lot. I can't emphasize how important it is to get a man out of his casual frame of thinking with you and into something a little different. Question number three, the origami question. Here's one that's going to really stir up some great energy in the conversation. Can you remember the last time you lost your keys or your wallet? Or tell me about the last time you broke your phone screen. Now, there are a lot of different questions in this particular vein. What you're trying to do is ask a question about a seemingly small event that has a lot of emotional punch. And I call it the origami question because asking about this will open up and unfold a whole bunch of other stories. You know, probably a big interesting story just about how he broke his phone screen. So I'm sure you can think of a few more just like that one. Question number four, research the other side question. If you want to have some fun conversation, there's no better topic than gender. Specifically, the experience the other gender has, the guy on the other side of this whole gender thing, right? If you want to start some really great conversation, ask him something like this. What's the best thing about being a guy? Or what's the worst thing about being a guy? Or who do you think has it better, women or men? Now, obviously, this question is very charged for some people. There's a whole bunch of emotional triggers that could come up, so make sure you're fairly comfortable talking about this kind of topic with him. He's fairly laid back and he's loose, and you are also laid back and loose and not easily offended. If you listen closely, you're going to hear very insightful information about how men perceive women and some insights into how men think and feel, too. Question number five, test their limits question. I personally love to ask moral dilemma questions. They always tease out the most interesting perspectives from the other person. One great way to do this is to ask them what they would not do for money. So, what would you never do for $1 million? You can also play around with the amount a little bit if you want to find a threshold for something, like saying, okay, what would you never do for $100, right? Or would you eat a snail sandwich for $50? For $100? And you can kind of keep marching up for $200, for $300, and just play with the situation and the amount of money. When you find a threshold, then you ask him this question. So what would you do with that money anyways? This is how you can find out about how they value money, treat money, and experience. Question number six, secret insider question. This question is designed to bring out interesting details about him, basically, so that you can learn more about him. It's another really fun question. What job do you think you could get with no experience and no references? And again, you're emphasizing him. What job do you think you could get? Or you could ask him, what job do you think you could BS your way into? That's a fun one too. Question number seven, awaken the dreams question. Asking hypothetical questions is a great way to get him engaged in the conversation, like this one. What is your dream job? Hey, we all have a dream job we wish we could be doing and getting paid for, right? Me personally, I'm kind of doing my dream job in a lot of ways. I'm helping women like you and helping them have better relationships. But if I was going to go out there on a limb, I'd say, well, it'd be really cool to just be able to be paid to play video games all day long or play my guitar all day long. There's something enjoyable about entertaining our dreams in conversations like that. Question number eight, absurdly fun question. Here's one that can evoke some stronger feelings, but it's worth it when you're ready. What do you think is the most ridiculous thing about life today? Or what do you think aliens think is the most absurd part of human culture? Focusing in on the absurd and the ridiculous starts to sketch a little bit how this guy thinks about the world, which of course is great information for you to know, just saying. Question number nine, words to live by. You can also find out about his direction in life by asking about the wisdom he's heard. You can ask him something like, are there any sayings that you think you live your life by? Or what are the most powerful words of wisdom you've ever heard? And then pay attention to what he thinks is wisdom. It will probably point towards an area of his life that is important to him. And then you can explore that a little bit. Question number 10, wake up the elephant. One topic that we don't talk much about is technology, and it influences us all the time. Throw this question in and you'll definitely get into some deeper conversation about communication and life in general. Do you think that technology is bringing us closer together or pushing us further apart? That one, it will definitely bring up a bit of his views and perhaps his philosophy surrounding our modern age of technology. Question number 11 is, would you rather? Perhaps the hands-down winner of fun questions to ask, and it's especially current now. Kids are using this all the time, and it's actually fun for adults, are the would you rather questions. My son really likes these, and I know that most guys do in general. The best part is you can think these things up on the spot. Here's a few of them. Would you rather eat 1 pound of your least favorite vegetable or exercise for 2 hours straight? Would you rather lose your car keys or lose your cell phone? Would you rather have nosy neighbors or noisy neighbors? Would you rather work in a group or work alone? That one's great for finding out if he's extroverted or introverted. Question number 12, marvel at his answers. Most people have seen a superhero movie at this point, right? And you can bet if he's a guy, he's seen at least one of them too. Ask him this one. If you could be any superhero from the movies or comics, which one would you be? Now, of course, you can also ask him the tried but true, if you could pick any superhero superpower, which one would you want the most? Digging into what kind of power a man values tells you a lot about his personality. Listen closely to the answer to this one. Question 13, open up the vulnerability. A great question you can ask a guy is this one. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you? If you're not feeling that you have the right level of rapport to ask him that one, you can change it to a softer version. What's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you as a kid? This is especially good at breaking down all the barriers that we normally have on the first date. Use it to move faster when you know you like the guy. Bringing out his vulnerability will actually make him feel more connected to you. Question 14, figure him out. Quick question. If you're meeting a guy that you met online or on a dating app, you probably want to know where you stand with him as quickly as possible. When it comes to online dating, you can't know too much too soon. So ask him something like this. So what was it about me that intrigued you the most? Or what did you find most interesting about my profile? Now you don't want this to sound like a test, but you do want to listen close and hear what he says. Warning here, this could be a potentially embarrassing moment. If he's very general with his answer and doesn't come up with anything specific, there's a good chance he doesn't even remember your profile at all. He's just winging it, or he just wants to have fun. On the other hand, if he's very specific, there's a good chance he's very interested in you. Either way, you'll know where you stand. Just a side note here, just because he doesn't remember your profile doesn't mean he isn't a good candidate for you, okay? A lot of guys just don't have a good memory for the details of an online profile. I was one of them. I would always forget the profile information. All I knew was I made a decision based on it. It must have been good. Question number 15, unleash the power question. One of the best questions you can ask about is what really motivates him. This is especially good for you looking at him as a prospective boyfriend or mate or whatever. The best way to do this is to ask him a question about his passions. What are you most passionate about? Then sit back and listen to what he says. Question 16, go for the jugular. Here's one that will tell you everything you need to know, if you have the guts to ask it, okay? Not gonna say it's gonna be easy, but it's a good one. What do you find attractive in a woman? Most women won't ask this because she's too afraid to hear him say something that she thinks she isn't. So put aside your fear and ask him. He will tell you everything you need to know in order to win his heart if you listen closely enough and don't get caught up in all that crazy mental jabber, right? And if what he says isn't you, then move on to the next candidate. But chances are if he's there, he must have been interested in something. Question number 17, peek into the crystal ball. This one is great because you find out about his goals and even where he sees himself in a relationship. Just ask him, where do you see yourself 10 years from now? This is probably one of the best questions to ask to find out if he's really interested in a relationship or he's just a clown winging it through life. If he can't come up with anything very specific or interesting sounding, he's probably not very ambitious or goal-oriented. Question 18, friend's first question. Here's one that'll tell you a little bit about how he sees the platonic part of your relationship. What makes a good friend to you? Or what do you think a good friendship should be like? Question number 19, get tricky. Here's a great question to ask a guy that will tell you more about his character. Tell me about something you're putting off right now. Or tell me about something you're procrastinating on right now. This question is great to find out what his motivations are and his demotivations. Now, of course, the next question is, why do you think you aren't getting that done? Don't sound like you're accusing him. Just sound curious. Question number 20, the big prize question. Here's a good old standard that works every time. If somebody dropped $100 million in your lap, what would you do with it? It's probably one of the best ways to find out all kinds of things about him, how he values money, if he's really doing what he wants to in life, is he a charitable guy? You can find a whole ton of things out with just one question. Question number 21, get philosophical. Every so often, it's a good idea to throw in a deep think question. This one is especially good because it's wide open after he answers yes or no. This one is especially good because after he answers yes or no, it's a wide open-ended question. Do you believe everything happens for a reason? It's also very hard to answer this question with just a yes or no. He'll probably launch into a very long explanation of his answer. Listen to it. You're getting a lot of juicy detail about this guy. And for the big kahuna, I'll give you another bonus one here. Once you've established some rapport with the other questions that I've given you, it's time to bring out the big guns. Ask him this whopper when you feel the time is right. What do you think the biggest thing you've done with your life so far is? Oh yeah, that's a big one. It's a whopper, but you shouldn't be afraid to ask it. You may not want to pop it on the first date, but I would suggest you ask him at least on the second date. Some women go their entire lives without ever asking their man something as revealing as this. Okay? It's really big. You want to ask this question and then close your mouth and listen to his answer. Let him ramble on for as long as he wants. All right? Listen in between the lines. Listen to what he says. Listen to what he doesn't say. And let me tell you a secret about these questions that you probably didn't know. When he tells you his answer, you might be tempted to answer something similar to what he did, but that would be a big mistake. One thing most women don't know is that a man will respect you more if you answer from your heart. And he will know the difference. Men actually have great, this is what I call masculine intuition. He will know the difference. And he will know if you're speaking from your heart. And if you want to know how to talk to a guy like this, you really got to learn how to connect with him. I mean, connect on a deep and impactful level. You got to be able to really reach into this guy. And you know what? You might also want to be figuring out whether or not you're compatible with him. I really think the best thing for you right now is to go check out my special report on connection. Go on over to datingfire.com/connect with him. That's datingfire.com/connect with him. It's a really great report and it explains exactly how men have a specific code to connect with women. And if you don't understand how to do it right, you can't get in. It's kind of like knowing the password to his computer. If you want to know that password to get into his mind and his heart, you got to know how men think and how we form connections with women. Go on over. Hey, I've gone into overtime today. I can't stay much longer, but it's been good talking to you. And it's great that you were here today. I hope you'll be back for more next week. And until then, go on over to datingfire.com/connect with him. One word, connect with him. Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo from datingfire.com. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.